Is anybody? Is everybody back?
Hello, everybody.
We open for questions.
Hopefully, everybody didn't go to sleep.
No, I think they did. You're boring.
Is anybody there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It's, okay. We're not asleep at all.
Oh my God, everybody left. We're talking ourselves.
No, it was so powerful and so all-encompassing. I do appreciate you bringing us back, but I guess I'm in the slow group because I'm kind of still just in awe and so moved by this tremendous influx of divine, sacred, loving energy. I feel so bathed and so humbled and so grateful, and I'm just, doesn't sound like it, but I feel speechless. It's amazing.
Well, bless your heart.
The meditation, this is actually an empowerment. So you are officially empowered to do this to others. The meditation officially is it's an empowerment. It's available for everybody. We're trying to bring some techniques for you to use immediately as you're doing this course on the university. We're trying to do once a week one new technique that you can incorporate immediately and relieve people a distance and close to you, or using your healing practice and your counseling practice, or whatever you...
And we do hope in particular that you all will share the activating the angels of the heart with your friends and your community. It's a beautiful attunement and empowerment that Carol Ann Tessier did. And we are so thrilled that it was given to us to share with you. And it's one of those things, it's like the ripple effect. It's, here's the pebble. And as each of you spreads this out, that ripple grows not only in size but in power. Mm-hmm. And that truly is what the ascension of humanity is about. It's as we all connect and as we all share and raise the vibration of others, we all go up a notch because we're all connected. That's the law of one. Okay, I'm going to step off my soapbox now. I'm still a little infused also, and it I tend to babble after an attunement.
Yeah, exactly. He does.
Christopher?
He actually does. So if you guys have any questions related to what we spoke before, or any subject that from the attunements or some questions.
Or if you've been going through the e-book, Angelus, if there's a question or the like from that, we can discuss it.
Hey, guys.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. This is Kim. I got disconnected during the
meditation.
Thank you, yes. You said you're going to you recorded this, so this is going to be available.
This is recorded, and it will be available. It usually takes, a day or two to get it up online. I still need to get up I still am babbling today.
Yes.
I need to get up the one from the Starseed activation that we did last week. It's been kind of a crazy week, but I will. This will be up within a day or so. And it will be in the online resource center under Angels. We'll have this posted there.
Now the next course of Angel, we're going to do another attunement, Angel attunement. This time we're going to attune the Angel point, which is not a chakra, but is a point of communication, direct line of communication with your angel. So we're going to be doing this exercise and the attunement in the next angel course.
Which will be approximately a month. We've got a bunch of courses we're trying to get in, and we tend to do each thing about once a month.
Yeah, and this is an interesting point because it's exactly between, your crown chakra and your third eye chakra. It's exactly the point there where you can connect and receive angelic guidance straightforward without that. Was this what I understood? Or is this my ego talking? Is this my fears? Are those my thoughts? So you will be certain that, you know, the guidance that you receive, your angel point is completely clear, so you can trust. So, anyhow, questions?
Any questions out there?
I like questions.
I think I see the tumbleweed.
Could you give us?
Yes, go ahead.
As I was hearing Leanne speak, I felt a very deep compassion, almost to the point of concern for the entire Devic realm. And I'm just wondering, is there something that we could do in our daily practice, our daily meditations, that would be of benefit to this entire kingdom, which I don't know if I'm imagining this, but I feel that they have been
hurt.
Of all the evolutions, the most hurt and the most,
there's so
much pain.
When we destroy our environment, we don't just destroy, when man went to the island and killed the dodo bird, he didn't just kill the dodo bird, he laid waste to the devics and the elementals that lived in that.
And you see, the thing is, they adapt very nicely. The kingdom adapted very nicely, but I don't know if you have had this experience. I had this experience, and I'm talking true experience. It sounds crazy, like most of my experience on the spiritual realm. Mind you, I never used drug in my life, and I don't drink. I'm a dinosaur. So I had this experience when I was a teenager, and at that time, I had no idea what I was seeing. I came and talked to my dad, who's an atheist, and he said, you need medication. You need medication now. He's a doctor and is an atheist. So I went to the spot we had, a summer house in the island in Brazil. So every summer we went to the same island and by boat, no cars, no electricity, no nothing. So I had to entertain myself. I was the only child. So the way I did was walking on the beach with nobody there. And they were like a child, nothing like the modern world was attached to me. The fear of being alone, being a girl, nothing. And there was this jungle, and they were starting, building a condo, and, a new thing for housing. And there was this jungle, and those guys were cutting the trees. And I passed one day in the morning just getting seashells, went back. The other day I went, and I started walking through it. And I saw, what I saw was like kind of smoke-like images. They were all crying because, you see, they kill the trees. They live in the trees, and they couldn't get back to their bodies. So they stayed like that for at least some of them 10 days and some of them 15 days of suffering. And it, for us, would be more or less like being attached to your body, seeing your body decompose, something very similar to that. But in that time, I didn't know I could have relieved their pain, through a prayer or through actually an interaction of act of compassion, because we all integrated in the same matrix. I could have relieved them. But I think I had this experience because this was like, as a child, a teenager, it was almost like a big impression and fresh cement, and something that was like, what is happening? And of course, besides the fact that I did not have any medication, I just stopped and I said, I have to find what was this? What was that? What I saw? And this immense sadness, and it's like, where this came from.
So what do you think is the best way to send healing to the devils?
The best way to send healing to them is actually putting the intention out that you are, aware of their existence. And you are aware that they work in different levels of Mother Earth. They preside, the devils of the beast. Most of the beings of Mother Earth, some animals already are in a different path, but most of the beings have a sternal soul. That's the difference between us and certain animals, you know, like animals that have more gregarious behavior, they actually have sternal souls, and those sternal souls are guided by devas.
Let me put a plug in here real quick. Next week, we're starting the Animal Mentorship Program, Animals and Spirituality, and that's one of the topics we'll be covering.
Okay.
Great.
We can talk over and over and over. But, for instance, I had another, this is another interesting experience with the Devic realm. I had my ex-sister-in-law. She worked in Findorn. I don't know if you guys heard of Findorn in Scotland.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. So she worked 15 years in Findorn, and then she moved from Findorn to start Imini Findorn in Brazil. So they got this land donated, and they start planting. So, but they, what happened is, in Brazil we have a type of ant that is just a destructive creature. So they ate all the plantation overnight. And they said, oh, okay, we need to talk with the deva, you know. So they did the ritual, the meditation. And, of course, like I said, as we have, we cannot say that all human beings are good. Like, we cannot say that all the aliens are bad. But, you know, all the angels are the best. But they tried to contact the devil, those ants. And they tried once. They couldn't do anything. They tried twice. And the devil answered back in a very, like, moody way. So here is my ex-sister-in-law, all enlightened, and then I said to her, how did you solve that? She said, it was simple. I went to a hardware store, and I got ant poison, because there was no way to, you know, to reason with that being. I just killed them off. I said, that's very enlightening and very compassionate. So I never saw something like that. She said, well, you know, you have to know in dialogue. And I said, I understand that. But they do have that. And if you to stop and think right now, the bees act the same way. They work, you know, and they have different functions, but they're all guided by the same deva. As we destroy, you know, our plantations here with all those DDT products and stuff like that, the damage, it's not only for the bees, but the guardians of the bees.
Mm-hmm.
So they cease to have a function. They cease to have a purpose. So the impact that we have on other realms, it's much bigger than we see. When you see that special type of dolphin after the, you know, BP oil spill that will disappear, the turtles, it's not only the entire, I would say, beads of souls that were related to that line of evolution, but all the other supporters, the invisible support of the desert realm, that get damaged.
Think about this. We not only damage an ecosphere, but we're actually damaging a spiritual ecosphere as well.
Mm-hmm.
We should write an article on that.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I can't wait till next week for the animals.
Well, we're glad you're going to join us next week. We really do have a lot of fun with these courses and sharing information, and in the same time learning from the people that participate with us, because it is, teaching is a two-way process, just as learning is a two-way process. Both parties, you know, give and take, and it truly is a blessing to be doing this. Next week will be probably a little bit more of a zoo. We'll be in presentation mode for part of it, and then open it up to questions, because it's going to be the first of a series, so it'll be open to everybody and not just members of the online university.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It brings in more people and different perspectives, and we all learn and grow from that.
Yeah, but do we have more questions? Tumbleweeds.
Blop, blop. All right, then. Well, I'm going to assume that we don't have any more questions, and at that point, then we will wish everybody a very pleasant evening, and thank you for participating with us. As I said, next week next month in the Angels class,
we'll be activating
the Angel Point, which is kind of cool, and we'll be putting up more information in the we put this up in the Angel thing today. And in the online resource center, we'll be putting up some more information there. So check back with it. It's I'm still one of these days. I need to get back and continue reformatting the Angel Dictionary, which is about the same length as the Angelus, and that's in just names and functions of angels that we were able to track down.
Well, but anyhow, the good news is that in the next attunement, you also will be able to do this to other people. So as much as concrete tools to be applicable immediately, you know, I want you guys to have it, be prepared because time is coming short before we have a big, really big shift.
And as I said, it's like we want this to ripple out. We want you to be able to help and train and teach others so that we can make a bigger impact. And, of course, you know, please feel free, tell your friends, have them all come join us. It's all good.
He's very subtle. He is.
Yeah.
Subtle.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this evening. And as I said, go to the online resource center, print out your copy of this empowerment, and stick it in your little folder, along with all the other things you should be putting in your little folder. And
go from there. Well, any questions later on, you can always send us an email. And if you need to talk and ask questions personally, or some effects or something like that.
We do that, too.
Yeah, we do that, too. You can call, you know, send them an email, and we call you.
Hey guys. This is Kim again. Sorry, one more question. So the empowerment, I've downloaded it. So, obviously, after you put it on the website and I go through this, after that, we can read through that again and again, right? And
absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Is that doing the same thing versus doing this through a meditation type environment?
You can do this as a meditation too. After you read a couple of times, I don't know. It's like with me, I read one time, the thing doesn't leave my mind.
Well, as far as reading through it, it's you know you've received the empowerment. It's there. You know you'll get a boost out of it. And any time that you walk through something like this and you do the visualizations, it becomes a little stronger in you. It makes it easier for you to visualize this in your mind. And then there are times that you'll want the trifold flame to burn brightly. And it'll once you've practiced this, you know, you can...
You will be able to say, like, for instance, in a moment of, let's say, you are... and somebody just broke down emotionally. You will be able, if you keep doing this exercise, once that you got attuned by it, you will be able to say, activate.
And help send that healing to them.
You know, activate. And it will activate in your heart because it's there. And you will be able to transmit this through your hands, through your voice, or even through the alignment of all your chakras as just being a witness. Being the pillar of light. Sometimes what you need, you don't need much work, I mean, or do performatic movements or anything, but just be there. You know, like a lot of people say, you don't need to say anything, but the fact that you were there
made
all the difference. To be the witness or to be the strong pillar, it's important. Because you're anchoring the light in the moment that somebody else's light is going out. You're anchoring their light.
And that makes a significant difference. As we are there and as our presence is there in a lot of these things, then that brings comfort and that brings healing, even if it's not, you know, you're, for instance, as a Reiki healer, you want to come over and put your hands on someone, even if you're not doing that. Simply the matter that you're anchoring, you're a pillar of the temple,
yeah,
and which is something that we'll be posting shortly, but it's sorry,
yeah,
but this is something that makes a difference for all of those around you.
So this is like using one of the functions of the light workers, or the light warriors, or even the light weavers, which is to be a point of anchoring up the light. So you doing this, you already have this attunement, you can do this exercise as much as you need to feel comfortable with the energy.
To be able to pull it up instantaneously.
Instantaneously.
For instance, when I first started doing Reiki, you know, I had to work to get the feeling of flow of energy in my hands. before I did it. And now it's because I've worked with this and I've done attunements on various levels and worked with the stellar codes, it's almost like, you know, power up and all of a sudden the hands are going.
Yeah,
I don't have to do the Qigong moves that I used to do. It's just, okay, I'm ready, and then they're buzzing, which is kind of cool. But
what is cooler is when he buzzed the cat. Oh, yes, when he buzzed the cat goes crazy. The poor thing runs back and forth. But anyhow, did we answer your question?
Or did we just confuse everybody more?
No, you did. So, because I'm going to read through this tonight, because obviously you're not going to have it posted yet. You have a lot of work to catch up on, I'm sure.
Well, it also takes us a day or so from the because we did the teleconference service, and it takes them a day or so because it's after hours for them to get it posted up and then send us the link so that we can download it.
Sure. Okay.
Otherwise,
so, yeah.
I'd have it there immediately just for you, but it's their fault.
No, that's understandable. I guess what I'm saying is, if I read through this and I know the others participated, am I going to actually get this empowerment even though I'm reading through this? And then, okay, because I apologize for the question because I'm fairly new to all this. I know it sounds like a lot of people on this call have a lot of experience. I don't.
It really doesn't matter where you are on the path. What matters is that you're on the path.
And you see, the beautiful thing about this is, you know you're here, and you may not feel the effects of things yet, but you have to accept one reality. If there's only one truth in this universe, is that we are functioning as human beings, but we are multidimensional beings. So you are you in so many different levels. You know, one of the last exercises of the Stellar Code that I think that this will be the coolest one. I would just give you guys
a synopsis
of it because it is really cool. It is really, really cool. It's when you get to meet your Oversoul. You're going to meet your Oversoul, and you will see the collection of consciousness that has been with you since the day of conception of your soul coming out of the mind of God. And the experience is something that cannot be described. It's such a joyful and incredible experience. And you have the realization, not on a mind way, you know, not in an intellectual way, or not a, you know, I would say,
or simply an intellectual way. It's all levels.
It's all levels. You have the experience to say, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, and the cool thing is you get there by just connecting with your soul. Nothing else, nothing complicated. It's just, I'm saying, it's the last one. You can reach this, you know, according, because people are in different scales of connections, and you can even reach this step before even we teach it. You know, it's linear because we try to break down as easier as possible for everybody to reach the same level of experience as we finish. But you will know, Kim, that you are more than you think you are, and there's a huge amount of beings, not only from your soul family or your Oversoul, but outside of it, outside of this realm, they are just so connected with you. You have no idea, you know, and you will be able to see it.
And the other thing that it takes people a while to understand and to realize is just how beautiful you are on so many different levels.
Unique.
You are a unique jewel created by God. And with each level, each facet, being something really special.
And that's, you know, the apprehension of this concept beyond duality, beyond just what we have as perspective of immediate material world, is incredible. Because all we have in this society right now is attempt to restrict, to label human beings are this and this and this. No, we much more. We are all the beauty and all the filth of 7 days of creation. But isn't that fantastic? I love human beings. I love to see those faces of people of different races and colors. I think this is absolutely perfect. You know, diversity is our thing. But anyhow, that's me. So I hope I didn't confuse you, Mario. That's what I do for a living. I confuse people.
Thank you.
Any other questions this evening? All right, then. Well, you guys know where to find us. We're always here. And just send us a message through Humanity Healing, and it'll get to us, and we will do what we can to help. So bless you all. Thank you for joining us. And you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
All right.
Thank you.
You
too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye.